It is going to be Greenwood's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. Lady Bulldogs will be moving left to right for these last two quarters as they lead Mount Helm 34-24.
You know, Mount Helm didn't play great that first half, but we didn't play terrible. Still 10-point game, gaining some confidence to come. Matt, this is a tough, tough place to play.
It sure is.
When you come here and, you know, to only be down 10 at half, this first 2 minutes coming out of this half is going to be huge for these Lady Bombers.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTP, Elva Mount Helm, Matt Sharp, and Brad Coleman joining you from H.B. Stewart Arena in Greenwood. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. We also thank you for joining us this evening on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Both teams come out on the floor as we're getting ready to start the second half. Sexton inbounds to Smith. We're back. Smith with it on the right side. She'll give it to Piercy. Piercy's going to drill toward the paint. Gives it to Woolsey in the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good.
Nice little set play coming out of the half for Greenwood.
She's got six on the night. And it's 37-24. Yonkers tries to answer with a three of her own. It won't go. And the rebound is tipped to Moore. Now Tom will get a new 35. Ball goes up top to Husky. Back over to Moore on the left. Moore drills toward the corner. Met by a double team. Try to figure out where to go with it. Finds Coleman in the lane. Gives it back to Moore. Moore will dribble toward the left elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good.
Nice little jump shot by Lakin to answer.
She's now double figures with 11. 37-26. Lady Bulldogs up. We are 47 seconds into the second half.
Right now, just got a score update. Harrison's trailing Van Buren at Harrison Girls by 12.
Okay. Piercy will throw it to Woolsey. She's going to try another three in the left corner. This one won't go. Ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say by Yonkers. And Green will keep possession with 6:58 left to play in the third quarter.
Right call there. Jayla was trying to tip it to herself.
Sexton will inbound it on the baseline. Gives it to Smith on the left wing. Back to Sexton in the corner. Sexton drills out to the wing. Gives it up top to Smith. She can't miss. Handles the ball. And Husky comes up with the steal. Unforced turnover against Greenwood. Here is Yonkers back the other way.
Good
ball
pass.
Goes to Coleman for the layup. Good.
Great pass there by Jayla to find Witten. Good offside sprint by Witten to get to that offside block.
Her first 2 points of the night. Back the other way. Woolsey's going to try another three-pointer in the left corner. Why not? She gets it.
We've seen that she can make that one. We can't lose her in transition.
She's got nine on the night. 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 40-28, Greenwood up. Here is Moore with it. Dribbles into the lane. Tries to throw it to McCarn. She is able to corral it. Now gives it to Yonker. She's going to try for the three on the left side. No, and she gets it.
I thought
it's going to go off the mark, but she does get it. She's got eight on the night.
Good inside-outside game by the Lady Bombers.
Back to a single-digit margin. 40-31 our score. Ball goes to Sexton. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. It won't go. Piercy gets the offense rebound. She puts it back up and in.
Jayla got caught watching right there. Jayla got caught watching if the ball was going to go into the rim instead of blocking out that offside block.
Kyla Piercy with four on the night. 42-31, and Yonkers losing the ball, but Husky's there to pick it back up. Tries to throw it to Coleman in the lane. Ball's knocked away, and now it's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mount Holmes' ball on the possession arrow, and the Lady Bombers dodge a bullet. Sarah Williams and Livy Fossas check in for Mount Holmes, replacing Jayla Yonkers and Anna McCarn. 5:46 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bulldogs up by 11.
We get Witten to look for the ball. No one was guarding her. They were setting up where they thought we were going to be in our defense, and nobody was on her.
Husky will throw it to Williams. Gives up top to Moore. Thought about three now instead. She'll drill toward the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Sexton. She finds Trusty back the other way, going up for the layup. Good.
Those are the turnovers you can't get. Those live ball turnovers that leave the wide open layups. That's how Greenwood can extend the lead on you quickly.
Trusty with 13 on the night. 44-31, Greenwood up. Moore picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it to Williams. Ball knocked away and stolen by Trusty.
Dangerous, dangerous time right here, Lady Bombers. A ship. No way.
Piercy will draw the blocking foul, and they call him on a shot, too. Wow, that looked like continuation. So Sarah Williams is going to be called for the foul. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. So Kyla Piercy at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got 4 points so far this evening. First shot, no good. 5:17 left to play in this third quarter as Piercy will try one more. Second shot is up. No good. She misses both. The rebound is controlled by Trusty. She puts it back up. And, well, that won't go. And this time the rebound comes to Coleman. And she'll be fouled in the backcourt. That's Anna Trusty's third. First team foul against the Lady Bulldogs here in the third quarter. And a timeout's going to be called. see who they get. It's going to be by Mountain Home. And we'll take a break with 5-12. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home, 44-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling. At Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Mountain Home now with one full timeout left and 1:30 timeout remaining. Greenwood with all five of their timeouts left. 5-12 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball as they trail 44-31. And now pass goes to Husky. She will throw it to Fossis in the lane. And she called for the travel.
Yes, she is. Kind of stumbled her feet and kind of had to get her feet underneath her. And when she did that,
I thought the ball hit the floor though, so I didn't thought that would count as a dribble. But anyway, here's Trusty with it. She is going to pull up for the three at the top. Good. She's got 16 on the night. 47-31. Lady Bulldogs up. Moore back the other way, going up for the layup on the left side. Basket counts and she is fouled.
Take right there by Lakin. Lakin playing downhill that first pass over the top. So Greenwood made a little bit of a different switch coming out of here. Usually Trusty plays up top, and they put Isabella Smith up top, and Lakin's able to take advantage of that.
Well, before she tries to convert the three-point play, it will be Greenwood taking timeout. We'll break with 4:43 left to play in the third quarter. Greenwood leading Mountain Home 47-33 with a free throw pending. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
So that foul on the Lake and Moore layup was called on against Jenna Hunkela. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bulldogs here in the third quarter. So Lake and Moore will try to convert the old-fashioned three with 4:43 left to play in the third quarter. Her first free throw of the night is up, rolls around and falls in. She now has 14 on the night. 47-34, Greenwood up. And a backcourt violation. Carly Sexton hadn't yet crossed the timeline when they threw it back to her. So Mountain Home's going to get back on the turnover. 4:39, let's play in the third quarter. It is a 13-point Lady Bulldog advantage. Moore throws into the front court to Husky. Over to Yonkers on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Fossness. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it to Moore in the left corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now goes up top. Over to Husky. To Coleman in the right corner. Coleman dribbles to the lane, and she's going to be called for the travel. Anna McCarn's coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Libby Fossis. And for Greenwood, Jenna Hunkela will take a seat as, let's see, I believe Piercy may have checked back in for her.
Mountain Home in a 1-3-1 here.
Piercy into the lane. Throws it to Trusty in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Sexton. She'll throw it out to Woolsey on the left wing. Her three-pointer's up and in.
Offensive rebounds leading to wide-open threes. We've counted on it all year. And right there is another time where it happened.
Woolsey with 12, all from behind the arc. 50-34. Yonkers thought about three, and now she shoves her feet, and another travel's called. And she did on that one.
Yep, 18th turnover for the Lady Bombers.
Mm-hmm. Sexton will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets it into Piercy. Piercy across the timeline. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Smith. Smith's going to dribble towards the elbow. Throws out to Trusty. Over to Sexton on the right side. Sexton's going to dribble into the paint. over to Piercy. She drills to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper. Good. She's got six on the night. And Greenwood, right now, Greenwood, three much having their way. Coleman with it. They still got into the front court, and they do. Coleman throws it to Yonkers on the right side. Yonkers dribbles to the elbow. And this one's going to be a jump ball. Wait a minute. Was there a jump ball already in this quarter?
Greenwood got to start the half.
There should be. There should. I don't remember jump ball. They said that other said that there was. So here he is, Piercy with it up top. Piercy's going to go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Kyla Piercy will go to the line to try to convert the three-point play. Jayla Yonkers picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. She'll take a seat as Bailey Rittenberg comes in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'7 junior. So Kyla Piercy so far 0-2 from the line. But she gets a free throw here. She has 9 on the night. And Greenwood's pretty much starting to run away with it with about 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 55-34, they're up.
Yeah, Mount Home's leading a bunch of turnovers here. We're at our 19th turnover.
Moore's going to try for the three on the left side. No good. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She'll throw it out to Rittenberg. Up top to Moore. Moore's going to lose the handle of the ball, but a foul's going to be called against Greenwood. Who do they get?
What they got? 21.
Yeah, Isabella Smith. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul against the Lady Bulldogs. 2:44, let's play in the third quarter. Husky will inbound it on the baseline. Tries to throw it to Coleman. Ball's knocked away. Coleman's able to get it. Now it gives it to Husky. She'll be fouled from behind. Kyla Piercy picks up her second personal foul. That's the last foul Greenwood has to give in this quarter. Next one will put Matt's home in the bonus. 2:41, let's play in the third. Husky inbounds to McCarn. Out to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line. Mount Holmes going to be shooting free throws the rest of this quarter.
If they call the fouls.
Brooklyn Woolsey picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Greenwood. So Lake and Moore so far, 1 of 1 from the line with 14 points. First shot is up and good. So one more for Lake and Moore. Second free throw is up. She gets both. 16 on the night for Lake and Moore. Back quickly comes Smith. Finds Woolsey in the left corner for the three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. She will throw it out to McCarn, who has to chase it down. Gives it to Rittenberg to save the possession. Up top to Moore.
Nice hustle there by Anna to keep that possession for the Lady Bombers.
Over to Husky on the left side. Out to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg tries to throw it to Coleman. Ball's knocked away, and Woolsey comes up with the steal.
Cannot put the ball on the floor against this 1-3-1. The Greenwood's hands are just going to be there, and they're going to get that ball from you.
And now Greenwood's called for the travel. Smith's called for the turnover, and now Greenwood's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 2:04. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 55-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and 3 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Greenwood taking the timeout with 2:04 left to play in the third quarter as they lead Mountain Home 55-36. Well, to tell you, Greenwood's just exploded in this quarter. 21 points in it. Three threes for Brooklyn in this period.
Yeah, we're in the quarter 21-12. Mountain Home scoring 12, but we cannot give up 21 points a quarter. Expect to win.
Nope. Ball goes to Coleman on the left side as we're back underway. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now it's overthrows to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg will dribble to the elbow. finds Coleman in the paint for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn. She'll be fouled and going back up and head to the free throw line. 1:43 left play in the third.
Good job, Anna, following up on that offside board. Great pass by Bailey Rittenberg right there to find that offside block. Witten's got to finish that one.
That's Carly Sexton's second personal foul. Again, Mount Tom already in the bonus. First free throw from McCarn is no good. She is so far 0 of 3 from the line with 2 points. One more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets the second. She's got three on the night. 55-37, Greenwood up. Here is Smith quickly into the front court. Throws over to Trusty on the right side.
Walk.
And she'll give it to Sexton. Back to Trusty. Over to Smith. Now telling a man-to-man. Ball goes to Sexton in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Trusty. She saves it into Sexton. And Greenwood gets another 35.
Yeah, we're behind. We cannot give up extra possessions.
Ball goes over to Trusty on the left side. She'll give it to Woolsey. Up top to Piercy. 106 left to play in the third quarter. 15 left on the shot clock now. Trusty with it on the left side. She's going to dribble to the low block, going up for the runner. No good. May have been partially blocked.
A good help by Lakin.
And McCarn comes up with the board.
Yo, we got numbers.
We did. And then Piercy read the passing lane. She's back the other way after the steal. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 52.2 seconds left in the third.
Good read there by Piercy. She saw that pass coming and jumped in front of it.
Parker Husky picks up her second personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Kyla Piercy so far 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Make it 1 of 4 as she misses the first one here. So one more free throw for Piercy to shoot. Second shot is up. Bounces around and falls in.
So good foul by Parker right there.
I believe she's got 10 now. Ball, Rittenberg throws into the front court to Husky. Now pass to Moore is a little bit behind. Rittenberg's able to save the possession. She'll give it to Moore. 56-37, Greenwood up. Husky will throw it to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles into the lane. Throws it to Coleman on the left side. She dribbles to the corner, pulls up for the jumper. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Sexton. Shot clock is off. Ball goes to Smith on the left side. Smith will dribble toward the top. Now gives it to Trusty. Looks like Greenwood's going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Down to 15. And she'll give it to Smith. Over on the right side of Piercy. Tries to throw it to Trusty. You look like for a moment, but now gives it to Sexton on the left side. Down to 4. Sexton's going to pull up for the jumper to beat the buzzer. It won't go on a foul.
So she should be shooting.
Yep, it should. Yeah, it should
shooting
be a free throw.
Make your free throws, man.
Yep.
Shooting two.
If they're going to call a foul, it should be free throws.
Shoot two.
So, see. So they're going. Who they call that foul on?
Anna Trusty.
And so that's her fourth. So Witten Coleman is going to go to the free throw line with no time left on the clock.
I guarantee you she's so nervous out here by herself.
She's got two so far.
Well, you can't give her the ball and take it away from her. What are we doing here? Oh, the cheerleaders were in the middle of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
The cheerleaders were out here in the middle of the floor.
Should that be a technical? They're not going to call that.
No, they're not.
First free throw for Coleman. No good.
I know she's so nervous. I know her well. With no one around her, I guarantee she's going to tell me. Like, it was so nervous out there shooting.
She does get the second. She's got three on the night, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Greenwood leading Mount Home 56-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started.